Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
All right, here we go. Today on Odd News, I played a little game with the chat GPT, and I put in a prompt and asked, and I'm just going to read you the prompt, and this song is going to play at the end of Odd News. And here's what I did. I gave him this prompt. It says, people say AI can't be funny, but you've knocked it out of the park several times. Going to paste several Odd News story titles. It was 10, in fact. And here's the challenge for you. Using each title, write one song. It'll be difficult to make it cohesive, so take a deep dive into them and create a ridiculous and fun alternative rock song I can use in Suno 5.5 with lyric tags and style suggestions. FCC safe, but feel free to push it.
And AI did.
And AI did. I gave it these topics. A genius bear. A crocodile crime scene. A thief with a loyalty card. People dressed in traffic cones. Missing baby giraffe. Robot that sweats. I called the cops on my drug dealer. My Airbnb is a storage closet. And I've got 87 animals in my pants. Last one, emergency meeting about an aggressive rooster. So those are the sentences that I gave it. And you will hear the song at the end of today's news. And Val, would you kick it off about the genius bear?
Of course. Officials in Fukushima, Japan are still searching for what local authorities have described as an extremely intelligent bear. The bear allegedly injured four people before evading capture in spectacular fashion. Reports indicate it managed to escape a building after apparently figuring out how to manipulate windows and navigate obstacles designed to contain it. Hunters' traps and tranquilizer efforts all failed. The bear remains at large.
Ooh, I done a bad thing.
Why did I ever invite that bear to lunch? Why? Why?
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
These bears are wild, mind you. Not trained carnival bears with little tats.
If the bear starts posting online tutorials, humanity may have officially lost the forest.
They may have.
All right, residents of Somerville, South Carolina got an unexpected neighborhood visitor on June 12th when a massive alligator decided sidewalks were apparently more fashionable than swamps. Reptile spent nearly 3 hours wandering through residential streets, hiding under vehicles, generally behaving like it was searching for a Zillow waterfront property. Wildlife officers and police spent hours trying to capture the oversized tourist. Video showed the gator thrashing its tail and refusing to cooperate before authorities finally secured it. Officials believe the animal wandered out of nearby wetlands in search of food or territory. How did it end? Several wildlife officers literally jumped on the gator and tied it up. Wow.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Like,
gator reportedly covered several blocks. That's still more exercise than most Americans get in a day. And Val, I have a startling clip of the cops capturing the alligator.
This wasn't in my job description.
You know, the last comment there is more exercise than most people get in a day. It sounds just like Nigel. He's made some reference to that as well, picking on us humans.
Mm-hmm. All right, next story, Val.
Police in Lincolnshire, England, arrested a 42-year-old man after investigators discovered he had used his personal grocery store loyalty card while stealing merchandise. The incident happened earlier this month when surveillance footage showed the suspect allegedly pocketing several items. Unfortunately for him, after leaving, he scanned his reward cards to save a few dollars. Store management provided police with the transaction records, which contained the suspect's full name, address, and account information. Investigators described the case as unusually straightforward.
Oh, man.
You know, he may be the first criminal in history to leave fingerprints, DNA, and a coupon trail.
Sir, may I help you? I'm interested in applying for membership.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we're having a membership drive.
I can offer you nothing this year except my loyalty.
I can't lie!
That's how far loyalty goes.
That's right.
World record broken. Let's see. Hundreds of residents gathered in Derbyshire, England last weekend and officially broke the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as traffic cones. You idiots. Total of 612 participants showed up wearing bright orange cone costumes. Organizers said the event was created to raise money for local charities and attract tourism. Judges confirmed the record after counting every participant. Wow. Traffic was so backed up for hours because nobody could tell where the actual construction zone ended. Look at the mayhem and the accident.
Watch out! Watch out! Oh my God, they hit the taxi! Everybody clear the street now! This is outrageous! An insult to cones everywhere!
I'm just gonna stand here.
Oh, it's a show you should watch.
You gotta see the cone. Val.
It's my turn. Two baby giraffes that mysteriously disappeared from a troubled Virginia roadside zoo have finally been located safe and healthy after a lengthy investigation. The calves vanished sometime after their births, were allegedly not reported as required to have done so. Authorities became suspicious when inspectors noticed there were fewer giraffes than expected. The investigation eventually led to criminal charges, including zoo management and a search effort that lasted more than a year.
Wow.
Officials announced this week that the giraffes have been found and are receiving proper care.
And now, go ahead.
When you're missing person's case involves giraffes, it's generally expected somebody should have spotted them sooner.
You're like 20 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
Wow, they really can't see us here?
Just look up.
That's a good clip, too. That one worked out really good. All right, researchers at a university of Japan unveiled a humanoid robot this week that cools itself by sweating through specially designed artificial skin.
Okay.
Project aims to improve robotic performance during heavy workloads and reduce overheating. Scientists say future versions could work in factories, warehouses, and disaster zones. Robot reportedly performed well during testing. Humanity has officially invented a machine that can be nervous during its presentations in sweat. I thought this, I struggled with this one. So first sound effect I made was this, which I thought was kind of cute.
Why are you so sweaty? I was washing cuffs.
You got a code red because your palms were sweaty.
Excuse me while I change. The holler boogie has made me sweaty. Yeah.
Sweaty. But then I opted for this one because it seemed to fit better.
Why are you so sweaty?
It's just oil, Jax. I will be back.
You got a code red because your palms were sweaty.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, I'm lost track. It's me, isn't it?
Yes.
Police in Ohio say a man called 911 demanding officers arrest someone who sold him illegal substances. His complaint? The drugs were apparently not the quality he expected. Dispatch recordings reveal the caller wanted a refund and legal action. Instead, officers began asking questions about how he acquired the substance in the first place. You know, it's just always awkward when customer service escalates directly to law enforcement.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are coming. Dave's not here.
All right. A traveler visiting Dublin, Ireland went viral after posting video of the hotel room we booked online. Room contained a bed, a chair, and approximately 18 cleaning supplies. Photoshopped mops, vacuum parts, storage shelves surrounding the sleeping area. Hotel management admitted an error occurred before or during booking and refunded the guest. The room service menu consisted entirely of bleach. So, if it's a storage closet and it was an oopsie, why was there a bed in it?
Yeah.
A tiny bed.
And a chair.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and take a look at this sad bed, Belle.
This sucks.
All right. Couple
still
more.
Still better quality than some rooms I've been in.
Yes. Yes.
Airport security officers in Southeast Asia intercepted a traveler attempting to transport dozens of live animals hidden inside specifically modified clothing. Authorities discovered turtles, small reptiles, birds, and other creatures concealed in pockets sewn into the man's pants. Officials say the animals were being transported illegally for resale. The suspect was detained and the animals rescued. You know, when airport security asks you if you're carrying anything unusual, that's usually your cue to run.
Especially if you're sweaty and nervous and your pants are lumpy. Yeah.
Look at my pants.
What about them?
Too big.
Drop the pants. Now.
Now, you come on, give me them pants, Mr. Kennedy.
Well, your pants.
Our pants.
Yeah, I got our pants with lots of room. So when you sit down, they don't split. And zippers don't work easy, so I can fix your shorts. Know what I mean?
What's wrong?
It just feels so weird.
You mean that Mr. Arrow's dead?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
And my pants are filled with starfish.
Why are my pants cold and wet?
Ew.
I've had enough of you, pillow pants.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
I'm just dandy. I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants. Ah! Ah! Jake! Oh, no! Get your underpants! I hate those things!
All right. 97, 87 animals in Japan. All right. The last story here. Residents in a French village demanded government action this week regarding a rooster accused of repeatedly attacking people. Several residents reported being chased, pecked, and intimidated while walking near the town square. Local officials held a public meeting to discuss possible solutions with the rooster, and witnesses described the rooster as fearless and highly territorial. Rooster now has more influence over the local government than most voters. And
before you go to the next little thing, I actually have a friend who was telling me over the weekend that he was attacked by their rooster, and the rooster took a big enough chunk out of his leg, he had to go into a minor emergency.
No way. Get some stitches?
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be eating that rooster about now, but he wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, put him in the freezer.
Yeah.
All right. Here's probably what these two roosters look like. It's Godzilla the rooster.
Yeah.
That's my rooster.
Oh, story. Too bad this show is PG rated.
Yes. All right. Remember, folks, somewhere this week, a scientist built a sweating robot, a thief used a rewards card during a crime, 600 people dressed as traffic cones, and if aliens are watching us, they're probably taking notes on what not to do. So,
what not to do.
Yeah. Hey, what I said at the beginning of the show, we put the 10 titles of these news stories and fed it into Suno and ChatGPT to come up with a song, no human intervention whatsoever. So here is today's Odd News Musical Mashup.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world has officially misplaced its car keys. Please remain calm. Actually, don't. This is way funnier. I saw a genius bear flying for a loan, using her money futures from a smartphone. A crocodile crime scene shut the whole town down. Yellow tape floating where the ducks hang around. A thief got busted with a loyalty card. Collect 10 robberies and the 11th ain't hard. Meanwhile, traffic cones were running through the street. Or maybe they were people no one could compete. Every day's a documentary filmed by somebody who dropped their head on a trampoline and called it science instead. We're living in the weirdest timeline. Nothing makes sense and that's just fine. The headlines read like a fever dream held together with duct tape and caffeine. Nobody knows what's coming next. Reality's completely hacked. Dancing while the room burns. And somehow nobody ever learns. From the zoo, how do you lose something 20 feet in view? A robot started sweating through a steel tuxedo, having a mechanical existential credo. A guy called cops on his own drug dealer, not exactly what you'd call a master planner. The officer asked, sir, what made you choose? He said, customer service, I've got complaints and reviews. Every expert's looking nervous, every scientist needs a nap. The universe is clearly run by a raccoon with a treasure map. To be a storage closet, three folding chairs and a bucket in it. The host wrote cozy. The photos were lies. I slept between Halloween decorations and exercise bikes. Then the fellow screamed, I've got 87 animals in my pants. Nobody asked questions. Nobody took the chance. Could have been hamsters, could have been snakes. At that point, we all made enough mistakes. James Bear was running for state. The crocodile witness refused to speak. The traffic cones watched for another week. The robot was fired through a software patch. And the missing giraffe was playing hide and seek. We're living in the weirdest timeline. Nothing makes sense and that's just fine. The headlines read like a fever dream. Held together with duct tape and caffeine. Till the day we die. Breaking news. The rooster has demanded representation. The bear is ahead in the polls. And 87 animals have declined to comment.
Oh, yeah. There you go. 100% created by ChatGPT. And AI. What'd you think, Val?
Wow. That was really good. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really scary.
That's what's really scary. If you enjoyed that song, want to download it, you can find it on our Facebook page, Rogue Frequency Network. It's totally royalty free because it's AI.
That's right.
That's right.